M&T Shark and Ray Bay will be the third major exhibit installment for the aquarium in the last 3 years. So it will be a hands-on interactive exhibit. It will feature sharks and stingrays. So visitors will be able to come in and, as part of general admission, be able to interact hands-on with those animals included with the completed project.
This is the beginning of the construction that you're announcing today?
That's correct. So this is our groundbreaking. Construction will span for the next 6 months or so, and we'll have the exhibit opened up to the public in early summer of 2020.
Okay. How much are you looking at in terms of cost?
It's a big one. So it's $1.85 million in terms of project budget. That does put it at the second largest project in the aquarium's history.
Well, what was the largest?
The largest was Penguin Coast, and that was $3.5 million. So that exhibit opened in 2017, so we're following shortly behind with number two.
Okay, wonderful. Where does the funding come from?
We've actually been really fortunate with this project. We had some fantastic support from some of the area foundations in the state of New York. So M&T, as our presenting sponsor, contributed $250,000. The Oshai Foundation contributed $200,000. And then as we get into some of the public dollars, Niagara County contributed $370,000, and then Empire State Development was in at $273,000. So those were our largest donors.
How can visitors interact with this exhibit once it's completed?
So the good news is this exhibit will be situated right on the first floor. It will have very shallow edges all the way around. So even handicap accessible visitors will be able to move up to the exhibit, reach their hands into the water, and reach down to touch some of the animals that are swimming by.
Okay, this is the third major project at the aquarium in 3 years. You told me about the penguins. Now, what was the other major project that you've expanded in recent years?
In 2018, we opened Penguin Coast. 2019, we opened Aliens of the Sea. And then 2020, we'll open Shark and Ray Bay. So the Aliens of the Sea project was featuring jellyfish, and that was the exhibit that we opened this past March.
Okay. Is there anything else about the new exhibit or the aquarium in general that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think that for a lot of people who have not been to the aquarium in a while, that they would be very surprised with the changes that we've gone through. You know, it's hard to spend $6.5 million and not see a pretty drastic difference.
Certainly.
So we've worked really hard to develop new displays, new exhibits, and really make it an engaging experience. So we've made things so much better for the animals and our guests, and that's something we're so proud of.
Are there any other major expansions down the road that you're thinking about? This is the third one in 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a busy 3 years, to be honest with you. So this will complete the first phase of the aquarium's master plan. And what we'll be doing over the course of the next year or two is really fleshing out exactly what the next steps will look like. But I can share with you, we have a pretty bold vision for the future. You know, we're going to capitalize on the fact that the parkway removal is taking place in front of the aquarium. That will certainly change the landscape that the facility is situated on.
Yes.
So it really opens the opportunities for some pretty aggressive growth and expansion if we continue on the rate that we've been on.